First time, long time, episode one. Why is it episode one? Because Roan, baby, we're sanctioned.
It's real now?
It's real. We're officially a part of the Barstool Sports Podcast Network. First time, long time. I'm Smitty. We got Roan. We got Philly Mays and Za in the booth. We got the crew. And congratulations to you, Roan. We couldn't have done it without you and without everybody else supporting us throughout the literal years we've been trying to do this shit.
Yeah, it's incredible. I'm sure there'll be no official announcement. We'll be fly by night. They'll ratify us like Hawaii in the nighttime. They won't even have any fanfare about it. They'll just sneak us onto the roster, but that's fine. Shout out to you, Smitty. Shout out to Max. Shout out to fucking Derek. Shout out to Boo. Shout out to John Kelly. Shout out to all the forefathers that came before us. Mo.
I got a thank you list a mile long of everybody.
Going.
Who has incorporated themselves with Barstool Philly throughout the years. You mentioned Mo, who I love. He started Barstool Philly essentially.
Yes, sir.
We couldn't do this without the tall Mo. Congrats on the kid. T-Bird, the Savior, Derek, Jordy.
Jordy, shout out Jordy.
Bulldoggy, the Smoke Show Queen. Real Anonymous, the first RA to write about hockey for Philly
Real
Sports.
Real Anonymous, let's go.
Bob Wankel, Crossing Broad Now, formerly wrote Phillies for Barstool Philly.
Okay, okay.
I can't read my handwriting. Oh, there you go. Dave and Erica, thank you. I'm sure they know 100% that this is going on.
They have
Why not?
They have no idea that we're doing this. That's fine, though.
Thank you very much. And thank you very much, Chase Utley. You've been a big part of this. Brian Dawkins, Joel Embiid, Howie Roseman, Danny Briere. Thank you. Bernie Perron, Allen Iverson, Gary Phillips, John Kruk, Harry Kaus, Merrill Reese, Tom McGinnis, Mark Zumo, Jesus, God, Allah, Vishnu, Muhammad, Pat Burrell, any deity out there, thank you very much.
In the gimp mask. Pat Burrell in the fucking gimp mask.
Thank
you. We're gimps no longer. We're fucking walking on our own 2 feet. Every episode before this was a negative episode. This is one.
Number one. And to have a thank you list, it's only natural to have a fuck you list.
Ooh.
To anybody who has held us back up until this point. Internally, externally, spiritually. Fuck you.
Any names, or are we just going to
We got a list.
Shit.
Fuck you. No thank you at all for this podcast to Joe Carter.
Oh.
Andrew Bynum.
Yes.
J.D. Drew.
Yes.
Brian Galangelo.
Yes.
Rod Barajas. Sidney Crosby. The Rally Squirrel. You don't want to see how I spelled squirrel. It's not good, but fuck that thing. I would like to eat the Rally Squirrel
if
it's still
alive. Let's eat it. Let's put it on a spit, and let's fucking grill it with a fucking apple in its mouth.
Scott Stevens. Fuck you. Rich Kotick. Fuck you. Rod Johnson. I can't wait for people to get that reference. Ricky Manning Jr. 3 picks in the NFC Championship. Fuck you. Who am
fuck
I leading
him.
Off, Roan? Anybody off the top?
Joe Giravicious.
Fuck you, Joe Giravicious. Blaine Bishop trying to cover that. Fuck you. And of course, Ben Simmons.
Yes, dude. Fuck Ben Simmons.
Dude.
Fuck Ben you. Simmons.
Also, Howie Roseman was on the no thank you list, too. The only person to hit both lists. I think that's fair.
Yeah, that is fair because he's been the bane of our existence and the fucking fountain of youth that we drink from. And things are good right now. Things are good right now. What
right
better
now?
Time to be greenlit than a fucking 1-0? Vibes are very good right now.
There's only one person I had that I questioned on which list he would go on, and that is Terrell Owens.
Terrell Owens is
Are we
on,
over it?
I'm giving a salute to Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens is good in my book.
Okay.
I fuck with Terrell Owens. I have no qualms against him. He put the team on his back when he was hurt. He came back from a fucking vicious injury to be able to play in the Super Bowl. He did his fucking part.
But he ruined it.
He did his fucking part.
He ruined it. Sit-ups in the driveway single-handedly ruined what could have been somewhat of a dynasty, or at least a playoff berth the next year.
I don't care if my receiver's a diva. I don't care. He's allowed to be a diva. McNabb should have made it right. Brady's making it right with Antonio Brown's crazy ass. McNabb should have made it right. It's on McNabb.
The reports Terrell Owens would still beat the shit out of McNabb today.
Yeah, he wants him in rough and rowdy.
What'd he say? Like, I would beat the shit out of that chunky soup bitch or something like that?
Yeah, he beat the chunky soup out of him.
I ain't T.O.
Exactly. I respect it, dude. Grudges, old grudges die hard, and that's the fucking theme of first time, long time. You had a fucking list a mile long of grudges that have been fucking itching at your skin like a fucking, like a million mosquito bites, and you know what? This is the perfect place to scratch that itch. Phillies talk, Eagles talk, Sixers, Flyers, Delco talk, softball talk, Shore talk, whatever we want to talk, it's all going down here every single week, and I couldn't be happier to be doing it. It is truly my pleasure anytime I get to talk Philly sports.
I'm going to have to throw out an apology to Rod Barajas. He didn't deserve to be on that
list. Was Barajas's?
Barajas is a backup catcher here.
I remember
that just
him.
Fucking sucked.
But it's like, are you going to give Sal Fasano a fucking...
Sal Fasano had the stash. He had the moxie. Rod Barajas couldn't, like, block a pitch unless it was a burrito coming in, and he'd fucking love to scoop it up. The guy stunk.
He was in that. He was a pudge. You can't be mad at a catcher for being a pudge.
He just gave him too much. Yeah, I'm gonna take Rod Barajas.
Scratch him from the record. Strike him from the record.
Might have to add like Greg Jeffries or something, but like I'm scratching Rod Barajas.
His name was fun to say, but that yeah, not Barajas. Don't do Barajas like that.
So a little bit of updates on that announcement.
Yeah, how did it come to be, Smitty? Because I know that we've been toiling, and honestly. The good thing about this podcast is we were never doing it to be incorporated.
No.
We don't give a fuck about that. We want to have a fun place that we can talk about Philly sports, and that's right here every single week.
So we did it for a while for the love of the game, I'd like to say over the past 6 months or something, which actually made it better because it made it more consistent and it made us just shooting the shit and having a flow. But originally, it started when we had the Sirius radio station, and it was leading up to the Super Bowl, and they needed airtime for... the Super Bowl.
Right.
And you and me went to Dave and pitched, hey, we should have like an hour-long Philly sports podcast. And Dave's like, I actually don't hate that idea. Run some test episodes, and we'll get you on the air for Sirius for the Super Bowl. So we did like 3 or 4 quote-unquote test episodes. They did extremely well during that playoff run. And Dave listened to, I'm going to say over-under was 0.
0 minutes. 0 yes. seconds even. He didn't even click on a link.
No.
I almost guarantee it. Which is fine. I don't hold it against him.
Okay.
It's not here. I wouldn't listen to a Patriots podcast.
It's okay. It's okay. So we didn't get greenlit for that Super Bowl Sirius session where, if I recall, Pat McAfee and the crew killed it.
I bet they did.
Yeah.
I'm sure they did.
They killed it. And nothing happened until I think like 6 months after. We were just like, hey, why don't we start that Philly podcast thing again? And same sort of deal. We did some test episodes. They said, shoot it over, and we'll listen to it, and we'll see what's all about it. And I'm not sure if they didn't listen to it or we got like a no, but it nothing really happened again. And then, 6 months ago, you came up, and I was talking to Mark Farzetta the same day, who was recently dismissed from 97.5 at that point. He was asking questions about it. I'm like, you know what? We have this thing, first time, long time. Why don't we just fucking just give it a go again? And you came up that day, and you're just like, what do you think about starting first time, long time up again? And the stars aligned.
Yes.
And that was it.
I had the itch. I just had the itch to talk about Philly sports. Like, it's what I care about the most in this world. Literally, it's the thing that I think about before I go to sleep. I'll fucking read myself to sleep trying to find every article I can about the Eagles, a shred of information, a fucking roster change, someone that the Sixers might be looking at. It's what I care about so much. It's like, why not just talk about it? There's a large part of my brain that is just... has names like Tim Hawk and Mike Zordich and fucking Mike Patterson and Broderick Bunkley just fucking floating around in it. I need to squeeze that part of my brain and fucking get the juices out so I can go on living a fucking peaceful life. It's damn near therapy for me.
And for the last 6 months, it was strictly for the love of the game.
Right.
We weren't trying to get greenlit. We weren't trying to do anything. We're just trying to do it, get it out, decent content. And now we're greenlit. And what does that mean? That means we are going to be in the studio at least once a week. We're going to be doing the Twitter spaces, getting the callers in like we did on a Sunday pregame, postgame, and throughout the week. There's going to be more merch, Slim Reaper shirts out there, Bang Bang Bird Game shirts out there. Philly's merch probably should be burned at this point, but it's still out there. We're going to get more things cooking and more things together. There's going to be more guests coming on. There's going to be more live events coming on. Shout out Patty Wax in
yes.
Philly.
Shout out Patty Wax.
Possibly there in the near future. And there's going to be a lot more emphasis on the Barstool Sportsbook to go along with that. We have an untitled gambling segment of the show in which we're going to workshop live now.
And I think it's something like, I think that like trash pickers or something like that. Philly trash pickers, something along those lines. Philly trash picks.
Do you think we can call it just the straight up, the garbage picking field goal, or the garbage
picks.
The garbage picking field goal sticking Philadelphia phenomenon Tony Danza booed me off.
I love a nice overcomplicated name like that.
Why not? So, I mean, should we just go with garbage picks?
The garbage picks. Philly garbage picks.
Philly garbage
picks. Yeah, I like garbage picks.
Garbage picks?
Philly garbage picks it is. Before we get into our Philly garbage picks, right now, the Eagles midweek. We talked about it post-game immediately, our reactions.
Yep.
Roan, how are you feeling a couple days after?
I feel I'm still buzzing pretty high. I'm just trying to soak in, like I said, as many statistics as possible, trying to learn about the team, trying to see what I can glean about the team. I mean, it was a historic win, and we won by 26 points. That was the second biggest win total of anybody in the entire NFL this past week. We didn't give up a play of 20 yards. That was something that no other teams did in the NFL. Like, kind of some nice superlatives. And there are teams historically that have given up, that have won by 26 points in their opener and not made the playoffs, but there's a pretty good likelihood, it trends in the right direction, that teams that win in such a thunderous fashion make the playoffs. That's what I want, but it's also game one. There's 16 games left to go. If it was any other year, there'd be a full season of games left to go. So there's a lot, and I want to know what you think about this 49ers game. How do we match up against injury-riddled 49ers team? No running back. Their top cornerback is out. They're starting a bunch of rookies at cornerback, basically. What do you think about our chances this week? And Smitty, how do you feel coming out of that game?
Well, Atlanta was so despicably bad, it's hard to get a gauge of what is going to come from this Philadelphia Eagles team. Eagles did their job, which is the most positive thing you can ask coming out of that. They played mistake-free, above-average, great football from pretty much every position, besides, like, Fletcher Cox didn't have a good game. Like, imagine if he was eaten like Hargrave was eaten in the fourth quarter and fucking wives like he normally does. So you can only expect improvements from him. But, I mean, the D-line, the O-line, the Falcons didn't have they only had one play offensively on the Eagles' side of the ball, like on the Eagles' side of the 50-yard line in the second half. That's incredible.
That is. Who knew that our defense was that stout?
And shout out Jonathan Gannon. He's going to have his hands full this week against the 49ers, whose secondary, yes, is beat up, but it's still better than the Falcons' secondary.
And their front seven is pretty damn good. Fred Warner, maybe the best linebacker in football. Nick Bosa, one of the best defensive ends, if not the best defensive end in football.
Yep.
Their entire defensive line is stacked. They like had the luxury two off seasons ago of shedding incredible players like fucking DeForest Buckner. It's like you can get rid of somebody like that and still feel that comfortable about, like, Javon Kinley, these beasts that they have up front.
D Ford.
Yeah, they're a tough team to play against, but luckily our offensive line looks stout. There were some mistakes made, but the thing that I've enjoyed most this week is watching footage of Jordan Mailata on the blocks that I missed. He's just bulldozing people. He's trucking people. He's going up top. He had a no-look block where he just leveled a defensive tackle with one single hand. He is that guy. He's an absolute monster, 380 pounds. Like, thank goodness we gave him that contract, because the price went up already after 1 week.
Can we workshop a nickname for him, the Australian native of Samoan heritage? Like, because we're going to need to put him on a t-shirt like that.
Yeah, Mailata?
Yes.
Like, something Mailata. I'm thinking like a lot of vagina. That's not it. But I'm trying to workshop.
We'll figure something out. Maybe just a picture of him just saying eat, or like a picture of him shirtless with a rugby ball, like going down the field, just bulldozing people. I guess we can't really put gifts on shirts. But
one thing that I can say confidently is he is the best athlete that's ever had a name Jordan of all time. The best Jordan that's ever played sports.
First or last name.
First or last. Any Jordan. Fact. Facts. Including Jordan Matthews and any other Jordans that you might be thinking of.
Ricky Jordan.
Exactly. But he is
Jordan Matthews still in the league?
He plays tight end now.
Good, I guess.
That, I mean, I've heard people say that we should put J.J. Arcega-Whiteside at tight end going forward.
We should put him on the next trash collection plate coming out of the stadium.
I don't know how much you buy into the PFF stuff, but they said that he was like one of the, maybe the second highest rated blocker going into week two.
Good. Oh, that second round pick, well worth it now.
We got He's that a blocking wide out. He's like a sixth lineman.
He played more snaps than I thought.
Yeah.
Because, God forbid, he actually gets his name called during the fucking game with a catch. But
yeah, I think that there were some. Do you get the feeling that there were some elements of us still kind of trying to like hide our playbook or like not show everything that we're going to do?
No.
Like you thought we showed it all.
I thought that they. In order for the Eagles to win, they're going to have to win that way. Getting, what the fuck? It hurts. Holy shit. I blanked on the fucking quarterback's name.
You're dumping names out. Yeah. You're throwing a lot of names out of your mouth right now, and you got to focus on one name at a time.
Just getting Jalen Hurts on the edge, making him make plays and not putting him in situations where he needs to force the ball. And relying on that offensive line to create lanes for the running game. That's the only way
lanes.
I think they're really going to be able to win. I think they showed that. If you force Jalen Hurts to basically air it out, that's when I think they're going to have issues.
Well, I think that Shane Steichen, their OC, whose name I don't think I've ever even said out loud before, but Shane Steichen or whatever the fuck you say, however you say his name, said that the Eagles had designed shots, like plays that they had designed to fucking try and take the lid off of defense, but the Falcons' defense was trying to take away the big plays, so Jalen Hurts took what was given him. And that resulted in him, I think he averaged like 3.8 yards per like attempt, so it's not like he was airing the ball out at all. In fact, he was checking down more than anybody else in the league, but fine. Good.
Yeah.
Take what the fucking defense is giving you. You have strong receivers who can in like the who you can throw these bubble screens to in Quez Watkins and Jalen Reagor, and you have a really good possession receiver in Devontae Smith who's going to find the soft spots. He's going to get very open, and we need to take advantage of that. We need to just take what the defense gives us and play mistake-free football. That's how we can get those leads, and that's how we can put our defense in a good enough position to not be giving up these good plays, to not even be letting them into our territory in the second half. Like you said, Smitty.
If Nick Sirianni can continue to play to the strengths of this team and identify the weaknesses and try to avoid that, and not only that, be reactionary to what the opposition is giving you and play off that intelligently and keep on evolving during the game itself like he did during the Atlanta game, they're going to be okay. They're going to be okay. It's when you try to ask any individual player, Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, anybody on the defense to do too much, that's where they're going to be in trouble, because I don't think they're there yet, like, individually to, like, take over games.
Completely agree, and I hope that our safety situation, I mean, Kyle Pitts turned out not to be the test that we thought he was going to be last week, but George Kittle sure will be.
You know, Kyle Pitts' dad was my Amtrak conductor yesterday.
Shut the fuck up.
I swear to God.
Your son's a first-round pick. Retire your dad.
Exactly what I said.
Retire him.
Maybe he loves it. Maybe he loves riding the rails.
How did you even find that out?
One of the conductors was a Barstool guy. Shout out to, I think his name was Bob. Shout out to Bob. We were just shooting the shit. And he's like, what do you think about the birds? I was like, you know, kind of hard not to think that they look pretty damn good. He's like, oh, yeah, Kyle Pitts' dad's a conductor here.
Well, that's funny because
awesome.
The Eagles ran a train on the fucking Falcons this past week.
There
so
you go.
I guess it is poetic in a way, and he's going to need more than four catches for 31 yards or whatever he had.
They'll release the beast a little better. I mean, they're going to have to. Otherwise, what the fuck are you picking him for?
But yeah. But maybe he's not that guy. But I guess he'll
be just fine.
I think he will be. But at the same time, I don't know if it's like it can't have been like our play calling. Like we didn't just neutralize like a fucking stud. Ooh. Like it has to have been like he has growing pains. And I think that George Kittle will be more of a test.
Exactly. And back to the 49ers game, the Falcons were that bad that I personally still cannot really get a gauge on what the Eagles are ultimately going to be. Yes, they played great, but over the course of the season, barring any injuries, like this is the game where you actually see what they are. And if they come out and at least put out the effort that they did during the Atlanta game, I think they are going to be who we thought they were after that Atlanta game. I think that it will be like a three-point game against the 49ers either
way. So going into the last game or after the last game, you asked what I thought the spread would be, and I got it pretty wrong. I got it all the way wrong.
Yes, yes.
I got it 6.5 points wrong. Is it still 3.5 points?
It's 3.5. You said the Eagles were going to be favored by 3.5 points.
I said, yeah, three.
Yeah. I said 4.5 to 5.5 49ers. So we both were a little off.
And you were closer, though. And it is, that being said, though,
But them giving the Eagles that much credit makes me love the Eagles this week. Because I thought it would be like a 4 to 6 point spread giving it to the 49ers.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
it makes me kind of like love the Eagles, especially that half point.
The half point.
And we're in the garbage picks, baby. We're
yeah,
in the garbage picks
exactly,
right now.
Exactly. And if that was the case, then I would take the Eagles there. I'm especially with that half point. Like, that half point looks real juicy. I would get it on the Barstool Sportsbook right now and get that half point before it disappears, because Eagles fans could get real fired up by Sunday afternoon, and they could push that line.
Yeah, it's going to shock me that how prepared they were last week if they don't come in just as or more prepared this week. The 49ers offense, I mean, you could put fucking Zah back there, and Zah's a fullback as it is, but he can run for 100 yards.
Zah's stout.
49ers offense. Zah is stout, and he would rumble for like $120 against any team with this 49ers offense. So they're going to have their hands full. But
you know what's surprising about the 49ers, honestly, is their running back situation. Obviously, Raheem Mostert's out for the season,
but it doesn't matter who's back there. They're going to be able to eat.
Right.
Just with Kyle Shanahan's play calling ability.
Like, we thought Trey Sermon was going to be their bell cow, and it turns out to be Elijah Mitchell.
But look at that. He just comes right in. He's a sixth-round pick. Nobody expected him to just even make the team, let alone play, and he's fucking riding for 100-plus yards.
Yeah, it's insane.
So they can, the way Kyle Shanahan's system is designed, they can pretty much do whatever they want running the ball, which is scary.
Deebo Samuel put up really good numbers last week. Brandon Ayuk did not put up really good numbers.
Didn't play that much.
Yeah,
surprising.
I would still kind of keep it. I would still kind of keep it in the zone. I don't think you need to have Deebo Samuels followed by Darius Slay.
Damn.
I think that you could just kind of keep player halves. Just let each team let each side take care of business.
And George Kittle scares me.
He just does. He should.
Yeah, he's top three tight
ends
in the league.
He's terrifying.
Actually, let's send George Kittle a note right now. Let's get that going.
Yeah, you got to get it going. Send him something. Let him know what the fuck the deal is. Are you about to give him a little what
yeah,
for?
Yeah, I'm going to give Georgie boy a
what's
little.
The timbre of this message? Are we going to tell him that he sucks, that he's going to get his ass whipped, or are we going to give him a little good luck, a little good luck, Georgie? Or what's the move? Because I'm looking at the back and forth, and you guys have a pretty extensive conversation going, nice dialogue.
He knows we're Eagles supporters over here. He asked me during draft what the fuck is going on over there at one point, not this past draft, mind you, but
and it turns out all we were doing was drafting our fucking future franchise quarterback in Jalen Hurts. Howie looks a lot smarter now that we're looking back at it, just saying.
So hey Georgie, good luck this week. You're gonna need it, or no, just good luck this week, wink.
Yeah, wink. Yeah, that'll fucking get him. Wink at his ass, Smitty. Don't let him get away with it.
I can't even find the wink. Where the fuck's the wink?
Then just throw him the bird.
Throw him. Just the Eagles bird?
Oh, I was saying the middle finger, though. But there is, we should have some kind of play on words with the bird, being able to flip the bird or something like that.
We just went, hey, Georgie, good luck this week, wink.
Yes, that'll get on him.
Yeah, we'll see how he responds to that. But
before we get out of here, though, I want to know, 49.5, over or under? What do you like there?
Right now, I would say over, but that could very much change. I like the Eagles plus 3.5 right now. I'll tell you that much.
I like the Eagles plus 140 money line.
Boom!
It worked last week. Let's fucking ride it again. There will definitely be some more Roan's Gambling Corner exclusives on the sportsbook.
Well, that's also another thing. Sunday sportsbook. PA and Eagles specific. There's going to be the 1776, the Roan's Gambling Corner Parlay, and there's also going to be a little more modest parlay that's going to be thrown out there. So there's going to be at least two parlays you can get on that will be boosted beyond belief that you're going to be able to succeed with, because if there's anybody who knows our birds, it's us.
That's right. Exactly. That, I mean, the plus 2,000 Devontae Smith first touchdown hit last week. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're going to be able to get those same odds again.
We'll see. But
so what are the official garbage picks?
Well, right now it's indecisive because the lines could move and we still need to get our parlays in. But garbage picks for today through this week, we have a Lone Ranger bet with Barstool Philly. Ranger Suarez on the mound tonight. The Phillies stink, but you know who doesn't stink? Ranger Suarez. So you take his over in case.
That's a fact.
You take the Phillies' first five money line. It'll probably be 0-0, but maybe they scrape by 1-0 before they blow the fucking game. So get on that bet with Barstool Philly. And also, Giants, Washington football team tomorrow night, garbage picks. Who do you got?
I have the Washington football team. I will be in attendance at that game for a new series called Tailgate Eats. We will be checking out the tailgates at the Washington football, whatever, FedEx Field, whatever. And I heard it's just terrible.
Daniel Snyder's poop rain.
Yeah, exactly. The septic tank. And we will also be at the Eagles game shooting the same thing on Sunday. So we'll be in the parking lot, some nice Barstool Philly / pro football show content / neighborhood each type content.
Believe it.
It's going to be good. We'll be out there cooking. We'll be out there, man on the street, knit up with the fans. So I think that I have the Washington football team minus 3.5. The Giants are absolutely terrible. Who do you like there, Smitty?
I like the under. Under's 41 right now.
Yikes.
I think it's going to be like an 11-9 game. Something just disgusting, miserable to watch on Sunday or Thursday night football, which generally is an awful game to watch once the season gets rolling on a short week. So under 41 with that going. But that's it. Episode one, first time, long time. We also have a YouTube page out. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube page. Everything that we do on here, podcasts, but also original video content and all that happy crap will be going on that YouTube page. Be sure to subscribe to that. But other than that, Roan?
Bang, bang, bird gang.
Well, hang up and listen, baby.